Horse Pie, written by Dick King-Smith and read by Andrew Sachs.
"Oh, she'll have to go," said the donkey man. "Who?" said his son, Sam. "Oh, Jenny. She's got so slow. Didn't you see that kid just now trying to make her walk a bit faster? She was miles behind the others. She's past it." Sam squiggled sand between his bare toes as he looked at the line of donkeys waiting patiently for their next riders. "What will happen to her, Dad?" he said. "I have to see if they've got room for her at the donkey sanctuary," said his father. "And if they haven't?" "Cat's meat, I'm afraid," said the donkey man. "What, you mean..." "Yes, have to send the old girl to the slaughterhouse."
"Oh, Dad, you couldn't. Not old Jenny," Sam pleaded.
"Well, you think of a better idea, then." "Have a look at this," said the manager of the old horse's home to his stableman a couple of days later. "What is it, boss?" "Letter from a kid, son of the chap that keeps the beach donkeys at Easton-Supermare." The stableman read the letter. "Donkey sanctuary full up. Slaughterhouse, you are her last hope. Please, please." "Oh, dear. Pulls at your heartstrings, doesn't it, boss?" The manager nodded. "He can't bear to think of her going to the knackers. Ah, we can make room for her, can't we?" "Oh, sure, boss," said the stableman. "What's one more among so many?" And indeed there were a great many animals in the large tree-shaded field in front of the old horse's home. They were of all shapes and sizes and all possible colours, and most of them were well past their prime. But amongst all the ancient ponies and horses were three giants who were, in fact, not old. Captain and Ladybird were shire horses, one black, one brown, and both with white stockings. Herbert was a Suffolk Punch, a chestnut like all his kind. All three were in good health, but there was no work for them to do. Tractors had taken their places. Far larger and heavier and stronger than the rest, Captain and Ladybird and Herbert looked down their great Roman noses at all the other horses in the place. One afternoon, the three giants stood side by side under a sycamore tree, watching as a horse box came up the drive.
Another old crock, I suppose," said Captain.
"A broken-down nag, I expect," said Ladybird.
"Or a cow-hocked pony," said Herbert.